Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Nutty M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, Shels. Was your ginger girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gays with 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. RIP Strat, Matt Strap, Young Tay, Eloy Cartel. RIP Gata. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, I swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody, it's Pump Benny, and welcome to Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. And let me just say, it is a glorious, glorious Wednesday. Maddie's going to be just a few minutes late, so we're going to bring Suck It Up on. Hey, Suck It Up, how are you today?
Hey, it's hump day, Wednesday, hump day. Ooh, ooh,
hump
ooh,
day.
Hump Wednesday. You know,
yeah,
that Wednesday,
yeah.
I get happy Wednesday, right, because it's close to Friday, right? After we get over Thursday, then Friday is right there. You know what I'm saying, Shay?
Right, well, you know, after Tuesday, even the calendar says WTF.
Oh, wow. okay, that part, because they know, you know what I'm saying? They know the acronym.
So it is Wednesday, July the 5th. Yesterday was the U.S.'s celebration of Independence Day. Did you go watch fireworks or anything?
I watched fireworks from my studio, and, I did watch a little fireworks. Yes, I did. Thanks for asking. Did you get a chance to watch?
Well, I was in the hospital. I just got out of the hospital today. But my room had a dope-ass view that overlooked the whole city of Columbus. I could see, like, the whole city. And so I got to see a little bit of the fireworks. But a lot of them, like, was, you know, I couldn't see. But, yeah. Well, all that matters is I'm out now, and we have got a dope show tonight. I always say that.
That's a
but,
fun.
You know, we have CMS Beware is going to be here, and Doc Nasty is going to be here, and I can't wait for you all to hear their music. Of course, CMS has been here before on Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. He has some new music that dropped, and this is Doc Nasty's first appearance, so we're really excited about that. And I want to thank all of our listeners out there. We reached over our 900,000 listener mark last week, so I'm excited to see. Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens
Thanks, everyone.
This week. But absolutely. We appreciate you guys very, very much.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, it's just time to sit back, relax. If you got a blunt, light it. If you got a drink, drink it. And if you are vegan, eat vegan. I don't know. So, yeah. All right. So while we're waiting on Maddie to get here, let's go ahead and do Fuck It Up, Fuck Ups of the Week.
Okay, this is Sideways Fuck Up, Fuck Up of the Week. All right, first.
Hello? You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Hello.
Okay. Are you there?
Hold on a second. I'm here.
Okay,
can
well,
you hear
while
me?
He's trying to get... Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I'm here. All right, let me just put this here. Let me turn this up. All right, out of Florida, police were called for a woman screaming, "Let me out." It was a parrot. Second headline.
Okay.
Now this one. All right. This one is out of Ohio. The Ohio butthole tickling bandit has escaped custody after being hunted
butthole
by police.
Tickling? Wait. Butthole tickling bandit.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
He's out of Ohio. Okay. He's out of Ohio.
Is that because he goes, oh, no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Hey, but let me tell you. So the butthole tickling bandit has escaped custody and being hunted by police. Last and final headline. Policeman throws a cat out the window, punches woman, suspect apparently up over lack of internet service. This is fuck it up, fuck it out.
Okay, what? Repeat that last one again.
Okay, this one is basically, this is a Cumberland, all right? So it's a,
you're breaking up, man.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah.
Is that better?
You're fucking it up, fuck up.
My bad. I think it's my service. I'm standing up now. So a police officer was called, right, to a residential location. He arrived at the location, right?
Yeah.
So police was says policeman throws a cat out the window, punches a woman, apparently is upset over lack of internet service. Did you copy? Did you copy it?
Yeah, I got it. That one wasn't
just
the best, but yeah.
Oh, no, it's not the best, but I got you.
You got it, yeah. All right.
I got you.
So let's talk about one of the headlines that we haven't talked about yet. And hold on.
I was
going
to do it, but I want you to do it. I want you to do it.
Maddie's here. Maddie's here, too. What's up, Maddie?
Maddie.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
We can hear you.
Yeah, sorry, man. Just rushing home. I got that.
Yeah.
That little hillbilly style around me right now, man. Just chilling, not giving a fuck about a thing, but I'm glad I made it on time. So
yes,
continue.
Sir.
What was the last one?
The last one was...
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. All right, let me get the cat one.
Okay, so while he's looking it up,
I got it.
All right,
so a policeman throws a cat out a window and punches a woman, suspect apparently upset over lack of internet service.
Yo, how is that even connected? Like, how does that even have to do with one and one don't equal two, man? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that was the highlight of the day, but yeah.
Yo, man,
yeah.
She had some shit on her mind for
real. Maddie, we got to talk about this, okay? All three of us are going to talk about this. So have you heard the news that cocaine was found in the White House?
Yeah.
Well, it is called the White House, right? So, I mean.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Like, if I were president, it would be white everywhere. Like straight up brushed on the ceiling. Yeah. So what's your point, Shells?
I'm just saying that, you know, well, the point is cocaine was found in the White House with, you know, Hunter Biden's reputation. I'm sure that he wasn't guilty of it. The way, you know, did you all hear that Biden got up and said Happy Halloween instead of Happy 4th of July?
Are you serious?
So what?
Yes, I'm serious. Yes.
Yo, honestly, like, I think, Shells, you and I need to run for office. Like, that's what it should be. I mean, at least, fuck it up, should run for office. Actually, I would vote for him. Like a month. No, I'm not even lying.
Good looking, Maddie.
No, I'm not even lying. I would put you in and then impeach you in 3 months, and it would be gorgeous. Perfectly gorgeous.
Oh,
right, you looking, Maddie?
This is going to be a great night. I can feel it. So yeah.
Appreciate you, Maddie.
So tonight we have Dot Nasty and PMS Beware. It's going to be a great show. Awesome. What we're going to do now, guys, is I'm going to play one of Dot Nasty's songs, and then we're going to bring him on. Hey, Maddie, would you hit up PMS for me?
I did. Oh, I'll do it again.
Huh? Okay. Thank
I
you.
Said I did, but I'll do it again. Yeah.
All right. So, everybody, suck it up. Thank you. I'm going to put you can go smoke now. We love you. I'm going to put you back into listening. Suck it up out. All right. So, I don't know why it's beeping. Can you all hear me? Hello? Okay.
On a one-way street, things don't get reciprocated. Taken for granted and you can't help but hate it. Irritated by the lies and such. Giving all you have and don't get half as much. Now he got you thinking that's all you deserve. What's to be an all-star and keeps you in reserve? Messing with your head and forgetting your worth. A goddess among men, you deserve to come first. He promises change, I can guarantee not him. Change don't come without hitting rock bottom. But you keep hoping, holding on like in vogue, regretting the moment when the whole thing implodes. You got patience, can't argue with that, but you're not gonna get what you got in the past. A future with him is one we can't see, but you ain't got a man if your man ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain, people feeling the vibe, you gotta admit,
it ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain, only when it cried, then give him a reason.
If it ain't me. It ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. Only when it cried, then give him a reason.
Tricks off for kids, games played by minors. His style don't fit, mine is designer. That feeling that you get every time we talk is that feeling you deserve and it don't have to stop. But you make commitments, nothing wrong with that. But that one-way street leads to a cul-de-sac. Don't get it in your head, you can't turn back. You'll learn a U-turn can fix all that. I ain't going nowhere cause you're worth the wait. No pressure given just to get that straight. Cause I see what's there and how rare it is. So being my best is imperative. We both lucked out making this connect. I got inspiration, you got respect. It feels too right, although you say can't be. You ain't got a man if your man ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. People feeling the vibe, you gotta admit,
it ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. Only when it cried, then give him a reason.
If it ain't me. It ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. Only when it cried, then give him a reason.
When you're down on yourself, I don't care what you say. Cause I can love you naked like Ella Mae. And every compliment that he doesn't pay, I give you one every moment and it's starting the day. See, I've been selfish, controlling and such. Thinking only about me and stingy with my touch. A fool with my actions and I've been unfair. Ignorant, always thinking that she'd be there. Then I got broken, she couldn't endure me. Lost cause ignorance and immaturity. I saw a low point I never thought existed. Didn't give what was needed and I totally missed it. Took years to fix it, I had to work on me. And it's hard to look back cause all the hurt I see. And now I'm strong enough, so yeah, you should love me. You ain't got a man cause that man was me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. People feeling the vibe, you gotta admit,
it ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. Only when it cried, then give him a reason.
If it ain't me. It ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. Only when it cried, then give him a reason.
If it ain't me.
I just wanna stroke your brain. Feeling the vibe, you gotta admit.
It ain't me.
name me. I just wanna stroke your brain, pool feeling and vibe. You gotta admit, it ain't me. I just wanna stroke your brain. Only when it cried, then give him a reason. I just wanna stroke your brain, pool feeling and vibe. You gotta admit, if it ain't me. I just wanna stroke your brain. Only when it cried, then give him a reason.
Yo, when you start believing you deserve better, holla at me.
All right, that was Doc Nasty. Ain't me. Let's bring him on. What's going on, Doc Nasty?
Pots and pans, grits and gravy. What's cracking, baby?
How are you?
I'm chilling like a fan of wet nipples. How you doing over there?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. Maddie, what'd you think of Doc Nasty?
Yo, can you hear me? My headphones be messing up. I'm in the middle of nowhere. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Yo, homie, I love your music, man. It brings back a certain time in my life that I can't explain. Like, it's just chill as fuck, and honestly, like, I just love it, man. So congrats on that. Like, I just love it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Yeah. This is Doc Nasty's first appearance on our show. And I met him, gosh, it's been like 5 years ago now. Can you believe that, Doc?
Yeah, it's been
That's
a while.
That's crazy. Yeah, maybe 6 years even. I don't know. It's been a while. But and actually, I'm going to get into the questions, but there's something I got to ask you. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. But there is
I'm pretty sure I'll answer.
There is an art in the music that we don't see hardly any of anymore, and that is beatboxing. And let me tell you something. Time I heard this man beatbox, my mouth hit the floor. I couldn't believe it. Like, how did I know you that long and not know you beatbox? I didn't know that. So can you do a little beatboxing for us?
I see you pulled some out of Cool Boy's bag of tricks, huh?
Yeah. You know it, homie.
Let's see. Again, warm it up. There you go.
Oh, damn. Yeah, see, that's better than half the songs to date, just based on the beatbox, right? Yo, congrats. That's dope.
Man, Doc Nasty, I love it. I couldn't wait to get you on this show to do that, man. I was so excited. I'm not even going to lie. Because
I wish I would have known ahead of time.
Well, you know, the thing is that, first of all, you did it amazingly on demand, which I appreciate. You didn't know, right?
Yeah, so, true that, true that. That's hardcore when you do it a cappella. Like, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, off the rip. And honestly, man, like, I used to be infatuated with beatboxing growing up. Now, I could never do it because I guess I just don't have them skills. But I love to hear it. And when you first did that, I was like, what the hell? Didn't even know that you did that. So I appreciate you doing that here on Sideways, man. We appreciate that. Now,
yo, Shells, I'm going to call bullshit, Shells. I think that actually if anybody could do it, it would be you. Like, homeboy got it, like, down pat. But, I mean, if you tried, I think you could actually do, like, a decent amount of it, for real.
I appreciate that love and that support. I appreciate y'all, but I doubt that. So,
yeah, don't you think, homie? I think she could do it, man. I think she could, like,
I think she could,
like,
too.
It would be, like, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Yeah, no doubt.
I'd be spitting all over myself and not making no noises, but...
yeah, just...
Anyway, so, Doc Nancy, tell us how long you've been in the music industry and what started you in the industry or in the music.
That's kind of a hard one to call because it kind of all merged together. I fell in love with hip-hop in the early 80s. I always knew that I wanted to be in entertainment in some way, shape, or form. I just didn't know which way. I played drums. I played a couple other instruments. I didn't know if it was going to be music-related or if it would be something like TV or even stand-up. I didn't know. I just knew it had to be something. So then when I heard Run DMC, Dude, Here We Go, that was it for me. I just fell in love with hip-hop right then and there. Started breakdancing early and popping, like, in the early 80s. Started beatboxing after I heard Buff from the Fat Boys. I didn't even know he was doing that with his mouth until later. I didn't know that was his mouth, but I started doing that. But when I found out he did the whole thing with the drums and everything, that's when I just started picking up on that. Started DJing in the mid '80s. Basically, every element that has to do with hip hop, I pretty much did. And the hip hop community is pretty small. So if you're in that, you kind of run into a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like doing a lot of shows and things like that, you run into a lot of people and you meet a lot of people and, you know, you make contacts and stuff like that. Because like I said, it's a very small community. So a lot of the old school cats I pretty much know and ran with, like Candyman. I was his hype man for a hot minute. Tony A, who later got down with High C and DJ Quick's camp. You know, all them. So, small community. You run into people. You know what I mean? So, me and my DJ at the time in the early 90s, we were just doing a lot of shows and things like that, and everybody was doing their own thing. We started doing more and more stuff. I got onto the Lowrider tour, which I did most of the 90s. So, it's hard to say when I got in because I feel like once I started doing everything that everybody else was doing, I was kind of in, you know what I mean? If that makes any kind of sense.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, the lines are kind of blurred on that.
Yo, wow. So what's up, can you guys hear me? Yo, so the Lowrider tour, man, I'm interested in that. What is that? What's that all about?
Lowrider tour, it came about from the Lowrider magazine. It's a Mexican magazine with that, you know, showcases the lowriders and the models and things of that nature. So what they did is they later on just turned it into a concert. First they started doing annual car shows, but then they started bringing on acts. Every major act that you know from the West Coast has been on the Lowrider tour at some point. Everybody from Kid Frost to Roger and Zapp had been on a tour at some point.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal back in the day.
Okay.
Yo, so I need to know. So, Shelly, one question. I know people don't like answering this question. I get it. But I need to know one thing about you, my man. What's your age at?
I'm in
my 40s. I'm 43. Shell's 43. That's okay, man. We all good. I'm just saying that for some reason, it kind of makes me, like, put a person in a place that I can understand better in terms of how they moved on with music and how they started with it, you know? So you don't have to say shit, but you said 40s. That's all good. So I got you now. Don't worry about it. You don't have to go into detail, man. I got you.
That's right.
So, and you also tell people a little bit out there right now that are listening about what you're doing right now. like the hip-hop industry, things you're involved in, music, anything like that? What all do you do now?
Well, right now I'm slowly working on a new album, but in the meantime, I recently became a Zulu King. Finally, I've been down with the Zulu Nation and Zulu Union for like decades, so I finally got my kingship, so I'm a Zulu King now, so I'm working on a lot of stuff. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, working on community-based stuff and things of that nature, trying to get things arranged. I'm in the process now of preparing to start looking at some properties to start some community centers, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm doing what I can. Also doing some beats. My manager is talking about she wants me to start selling beats, so I'm trying to work some of that in there. And I got some other business opportunities that I'm working on that's really not music related, but, you know, I'm still doing them, and I don't really want to put that out there just yet. But, yeah, you know, I'm staying busy.
Okay. All right. And I know that you, when we're working with Tony, right, you still doing that?
Him and Hi-C are getting back together and planning on locking some shows in and stuff of that nature. So, you know,
that's pretty much
an unbreakable duo. They're like Rodney and Joe Cooley. They may argue a little bit every now and then, but they like brothers, so they're just going to always come back together and do stuff in the fold.
Right. Yeah, that's dope.
They're still my people.
And he's talking about Tony the Wizard. In case anybody was wondering.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, we have a lot of callers on the line, guys. So if you want to talk, press 1, and I will get you in the green room and see who you are and bring you on. So let me ask you something, Dr. Nasty. On your long journey of the hip-hop industry, what do you think is the best experience you've ever had?
Yeah, good question, man.
It has to be the live performances. The biggest show I think I've done was, oddly enough, was out in Texas, El Paso. That was probably the show right there. It was huge. It was nothing but a large sea of people out in the crowd. And anybody, especially from back in the day, that knows anything or has any part of hip-hop in their soul, it's always going to be the live performances. And it's always going to be that one big show that, like, you remember the rest of your life. And that was the one for me.
Okay. Hell yeah. Well, you know, everything's bigger in Texas.
that's right here.
I'm just gonna tell you guys, but honestly, the shows are huge. Every show I've been to is in Texas, has been big, and South by Southwest is in Texas. So, you know, if anybody knows anything about that. So, okay, now on the song that we played at the beginning, "Ain't Me," tell us a little bit about what led you to that song.
I'm kind of weird. A lot of people will make beats that surround their lyrics. I'm the other way around. I'll do the beat first and then try to let the beat tell me what it wants to be and what it wants to be about. And even though I was single through that time and still am, I just reflected on memories of stuff and just let the pen do its work. You know what I mean? I always let the beat decide what the song is going to be.
Right. I do that, too.
I like that.
Actually, one of the songs we're going to play is a beat that I absolutely tried to get from you.
What you talking about, girl? I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Which one?
You'll hear it. I'll let you know. I was a day late and a dollar short. That's how that went.
Yeah, I used to let Shelly hear my beats after I made them, and there was a couple of them that she just wanted to snap from me right then and there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
That's so dope. Shell's got taste, man. You good.
Right, exactly.
No, it's cool.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
It takes a lot for me to really want a beat, like, right off the rip. And honestly, Dot Nasty, your beats are fire. And
I appreciate you.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I tried to get some, but, you know, that didn't work out in my favor. However, they still make good songs, so, you know, I'm cool with that. I'm good with that. So let's play another one of your songs. And
okay.
Tell us a little bit about what you know about.
My West Coast joint. Like I said, I came up pretty hip hop, and during that time, most people from Southern California will tell you that their biggest influence has been New York hip hop. Mine has been that way for a while too. And I realized that I wasn't doing enough West Coast stuff to show West Coast love from where I'm from. So I figured, you know, I'll start doing more West Coast stuff to show that I have that kind of versatility and to, you know, pay a little homage to where I come from.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So this is Dot Nasty. Now, Dot Nasty, I got to tell you, we mute our phones while the music's playing and unmute after it's done. Please remember to unmute because we will be talking to, and nobody's going to hear you when you hear it. Everybody's done it since we've been here. So
all right.
There's a little tidbit of information. All right, let's get to it, guys. This is Dot Nasty. What
all right,
you know
let's
about?
Get it. Let's
get it. Gilly, what you know about? Polly Parra, what you know about? Where's love, what you know about? Two-Face, what you know about? Come on!
What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie.
Dicky suit it up,
marks get boogie.
Neighborhood's up,
represented boogie. What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie.
Dicky suit it up,
marks get boogie.
Neighborhood's up,
represented fully.
It's that West Coast rhythm, that's how we live it. G-Funk and the speakers is the vibe we give it. That's how it goes down throughout the South Bay.
Cause this type of shit that happens every day.
With a front, back, side to side, puppet style pop lock, finished off with a glide. Or two-stepping, no matter the tempo, when it feels real good, close your eyes and bend low. That's the definition of a boogie. And when you know, you know. And if you don't, choose a rookie. Wilmington to L.A. Then left the Park Hill, we let the funk play. See. Walking, what you know about it? Low riding, what you know about it? Gold laces, what you know about it? Dana Dane's on the classic, what you know about it?
What's up? What's good?
The homies don't dance, we boogie.
If you suit up, marks get boogie.
Neighborhoods up,
represented fully. What's up? What's good?
The homies don't dance, we boogie.
If you suit it up,
marks get boogie.
Neighborhoods up,
represented fully.
It's that funk, that funk.
Got your speakers vibrating in the back of the trunk. And if you don't mind, I don't want to be too blunt. But Wislam don't play when he gets the stunt. The circle that I run with is loyal. I stand 10 toes down when I rap my soil, but the funk translates all over town. No hate for my niggas who ain't feeling my sound. The black sheep, something like a misfit, but my skin's thicker than a KFC biscuit. I never did enough representing the West, so I took a little patience just to bring out the best. See, walking,
what you know about it?
Low riding,
what you know about it?
Gold laces, what you know about it? Dana Dane's on the classic, what you know about it?
What's up? What's good?
The homies don't dance, we boogie.
If you suit it up,
marks get boogie.
Neighborhoods up,
represented fully.
What's up? What's good?
The homies don't dance, we boogie.
If you suit it up,
marks get boogie.
Neighborhoods up,
represented fully. It's the black and brown love, that north and south love, that Golden State and Colorado love style. No offense to the other 49, but this is just a note for me and mine. Still bobbing your head, so I guess you don't mind this little love letter to the place where I grind. So turn it up and make it all the way live and drive traffic to my music like a 405. I get lost in a loose leaf when the music's so funky. Reminiscing the bootsy every time that you bump me. Big ups to Mama Wiz for leaving her own, and God bless the child that got me in this zone. Sing walking, what you know about it. Low riding, what you know about it. Gold laces, what you know about it. Danny Dane's on the classic, what you know about it.
What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie.
If you suit it up,
mugs get blown.
Neighborhoods up,
represented food. What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie.
If you suit it up,
mugs get blown.
Neighborhoods up,
represented food. Represented fully. Represented fully.
All right, all right. That was Doc Nasty, What You Know About. And it clicked off before the very end went off, which is irritating because his beats change all the way to the end, which is dope. Hey,
yo,
Doc Nasty.
I'm loving that.
What's up?
I'm loving that.
Actually, that particular beat right there, that was made by one of my partners. His name is Wizlong.
Oh, yeah, yeah?
Yeah, so I wanted to put
like
that
one
out there. Yeah, well, you know, that's why he's down with me, because we could, you know,
yeah,
our styles walk hand in hand. So, yeah. That was Wizlong.
Yeah, that's dope. What's up? What's goody? Actually, that song, I've got that on my playlist, actually. I already had that on my playlist. But, you know, Doc Nasty, I know everybody's songs differently than what they are named, because that's my what's goody song.
Shells be like that, man. There's nothing that it has nothing to do with the lyrics. Actually, it does have all to do with this. But Shells loves naming songs that have no close association with the actual track name at all. But she's got it in her heart, and I love that about Shells, man. She puts a song, she puts a name in her heart where the song is. And she'll bump that to the day she dies. I love that.
Yeah, as long as we know what she's talking about. As long as we know what she's talking about,
yeah,
it's all good.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Shel, give me a sec. Sorry guys, like I said, I'm a little twisted on this show tonight. Still having fun. I love hearing Shel's voice. I love having all you guys on. Anyway, so there's something about your music, my man, that most of the times I'm pretty good. I'm an A&R from Maddie M Management, but whatever, my own company. But I understand music, but yours, I don't quite understand it. It's like a beautiful, like enigma of sounds, and I don't know exactly what question I want to ask you, but I guess I want to ask you, like, how did you get that way? Because there's obviously setups from older styles, you know, people before you, stuff like that. You can obviously tell that. But how did you get to your own sound like that? Like, was there any people really influencing you, like family, friends, whatever? Because your sound is quite unique. And I've been in this game about 10 years now, so a decade, and I haven't really found something that quite unique. So,
that was the best compliment I have ever received in my life, and I appreciate that.
I wasn't trying, but it was facts.
Yo, that was huge. I think a big part of it is I came up in an era where originality was the only way you was going to stand out. A lot of labels didn't want to sign certain artists because they sounded like somebody else. And that was one of the big things in the hip hop culture that that seems to have fell by the wayside. Back then, it was all about, you know, originality, and it was like a sin to bite. So if you sounded like anybody else, if you tried to sound like anybody else, it was just the worst thing that you can do in this culture. So coming up in that era, I think the thing of it is people in our age group, we were taught to be creative, to be ourselves, and to, you know, let whatever in our spirit and our soul speak for us. That's why there's so many rappers that sounded so different and came out with so many different styles back in the day as compared to now. Everybody sounds like Three Amigos, like the Amigos now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think that had a lot to do with it. You know, it's just trying to find your voice and then just growing with your own voice and not focusing on what other people are doing.
Yeah, so I think that's what made me ask you what your age was, because I think that was during a time, like, we're kind of, Shells, you and I are all the same age. I think that was a time when it was meant to be anew. You know what I mean? Like, that was the time that was supposed to be like, hey, what up? We're going to be different. And so, yeah, man, yo, you're always a friend on this show, for sure. Come back anytime. We love it. No, no doubt. Trust.
Yeah, so let me say this, because with him saying all that, you know I have to go into my acronym, right? So my acronym for music is Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication. And
I like that.
The soul, I copyrighted that when I was 14.
Yeah, copyright sales, baby.
Copyright sales. But, you know, music was such a big part of my life. It got me through everything. I mean, you're happy, you're sad, you're mad, you're anything that you have in your life, you can put music to help you through it, to encourage it.
Yeah, yeah.
To, you know, to calm you down, to speed you up, you know. How many housewives or men in America shake their booty while they're listening to music, cleaning the house, right?
Yep.
How many people, you know?
Sorry, that's just hilarious to me, man. Yeah, go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's true. And
that
so,
is true, man. It is true.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying a little bit ago about Doc Nasty and his beats and his music. Like, he can change up in an instant, all the way to the end. You think that the song's going to finish a certain way? Nope, sorry. Guess what? It's going to be this way. Or there's always that little twist in the middle or just twist somewhere in the song, and he just changes it up without any problem. And he keeps your attention as you're listening. And that's very important.
100.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
Thank
you.
Shoot that. No, man, what you're getting from the show, homie, what you're getting from the show is that we actually, Shells and I ain't no newbies to this shit, man. We actually appreciate you. So thank you for coming on our show. We ain't done yet, so don't get that twisted. But thank you for coming on our show, because, I don't know, Shells, I think, hey, I got a brand new outlook on a lot of things, man, just based on this man's music. So, yo, big ups.
I appreciate
right, yeah.
that. Thank
well,
you for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. We're not done
hey,
with
man,
you yet.
Hey, man, anytime
so.
You want, dog. Yeah, we're not done
and,
with you
and I heard that you said you're working on a new album, so you need to come back, because we love premieres. So you need to come back on the show when you have that ready and let us premiere it for you.
Oh, okay, yeah, we love premieres, man. By the way, it was Shells and Maddie Ann, man. We love premieres, man. Make
yeah.
sure you save it for us. Yeah,
and so,
no doubt.
As for Maddie, you know, he's saying he's a new fan. You got a new fan in him. I've been a fan of yours for a while. So, like I said, you are on my playlist. And I appreciate your music. I really do. So,
thank you.
Yeah. with that said, we're going to, what we do now, Dr. Nasty, is we're going to bring in our other guests, and we're going to, like, let everybody converse. You can kind of tell him what you think about his music, and he can tell you what he thinks. We just kind of have a whole big networking kill show on Wednesdays. So, and then we're going to play more of your, we have another song of yours we'll play too. So let's get to, I'm echoing for some reason. Do you all hear that?
Yeah, we can hear it. Man, it's annoying as fuck too.
Yeah, I don't think it's me though.
Like, your voice is so cute in the first round, but second round, man, it's horrible.
You sound like a mouse.
Is that better?
You know, Shelby. Yeah, I can't hear
yeah.
you.
We
okay.
good.
It was me. I'm sorry. See, I am a woman that can admit when I'm wrong. Everybody mark it down. Actually, I still hear it,
yeah,
so it's not that. Me. But anyway.
No, I can't hear it.
Okay.
It's my
All
phone,
right.
Shelly. It's OG.
Oh, okay. What you doing, OG Mag Drama?
Salute to your guests and everything, but I'm trying to reach Maddie. He blocked me, and I need to have a serious conversation with Maddie, my manager.
I didn't block you with shit, man. Yo, give me my track back, son. That's it, because
son,
it's going to be good
track,
for both of us. Oh, yo, you and I. Yo,
okay, guys,
you know
let's just enjoy
this person?
Show, because we're, like, really.
Hey, you know,
really.
I'm
yo, Charles, Matt, yo, him and I, we just laughing at each other, man.
Yeah,
we're
that's my man. Don't pay him no mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat his ass like
I just kind of. I miss his voice, man. Yo,
hey,
Charles,
continue
yo,
the show.
Man, don't worry about it.
I'll talk to you afterwards, Maddie,
yeah.
punk.
I love you, Matt
Donna. I love you, too.
Love you, OG.
Love you, too.
All right.
Straight up. All right, let's get TMS on this bitch.
Yeah, so.
Love you, OG.
All right. Y'all got your love now? Are we good
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah. Everything's
okay.
for the bigger good. All right. Trust it.
So here's what we're going to do now. I'm going to play TMS, Beware, and this is called Incognito. Everybody remember to mute up.
Oh, yeah.
And unmute when we get back. And then we'll bring him on. Here on Sideways,
cool.
with Bells and Matty M. Everybody light the blunt, drink their drink, or vegan and out if you're vegan.
Don't wanna talk, just give me the check. Don't need to say, just give me the neck. Smooth, we just shop it in Gillette. They can't see a nigga silhouette. Fuck it up, then reset. Use that hoe like a preset. Block him out, nigga deflect. Cash out, then reinvest. And then bit blue flame lit. Pipe it up.
The smoke crack, don't ya?
Pipe it up.
The smoke crack, don't ya?
Responded with it, going reject. Take it out, nigga eject. Got right now, you can be next. Stay alert, nigga detect. Fuck on your hoe, her, she won't fun. Nigga been chosen, swear on the one. Everything well, I get it done. Emergency shit, nigga, red run. I'm too hot, nigga, Phoenix sun. Keep on pushing, I just be gone. Hand out, she don't get none. Check her flag, we already won. Keep going, energizer. Eat em up, appetizer. Couldn't shame me with a visor. Nigga cheap, that's fiber. Battle myself, cyber. Put him off the island, survivor. All jokes, Richard Pryor. He ain't said shit, designer. Don't wanna talk, just give me the check. Don't need to say, just give me the neck. Smooth, we just shop it in Gillette. They can't see a nigga silhouette. Fuck it up, then reset. Use that hoe like a preset. Block him out, nigga, deflect. Cash out, then reinvest. Paint a picture Picasso. QC it going huncho. Smoking on gelato, mixed breeze, she mulatto. Her pussy soggy where it need a poncho. That bitch eat my dick, then make that booty clap. Bravo. They let her hate a nigga like a race. Put them on board, they dry race quick for my ex. Easy replacement, throw the whole thing away, upgrade it. Everyday rap city in the basement. On my way to the deal, making arrangements. Going harder than payment, buddy talk too much narration. Rolling on that piccolo, just took Juliet from Romeo. Nigga sold down like so-and-so. Floss hit, got polio. Fresh nigga bub, ball on triple dub. Better work your little muscle. Nigga, I'm too much to juggle. Don't wanna talk, just give me the check. Don't need to say, just give me the neck. Smooth, we just shop it in Gillette. They can't see a nigga silhouette. Fuck it up, then reset. Use that hoe like like a preset. Blocking my nigga D-flip. Cash out, then reinvest. Don't wanna talk, just give me the check. Don't need the set, just give me the neck. Smooth with a sharper than Gillette. They can't see a nigga silhouette. Fuck it up, then reset. Use that hoe like a preset. Blocking my nigga D-flip. Cash out, then reinvest. Don't wanna talk, just give me the check. Don't need the set, just give me the neck.
All right, that was TMF, Beware, Incognito. Let's bring him on real quick. What's going on, TMF Beware?
Whoa, what's happening?
MMS, what is good, baby? It was good.
Maddie sent me the text. I was at the grocery store getting the groceries for dinner. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm late.
Yeah,
we don't like making
hard
assholes. I had the time mixed up.
Oh, okay,
yo, what's good, pretty
boy? What's up, my guy?
TMS, he is a pretty boy. Just so you know, Shelly, so, I don't know if you look at pictures, he's pretty boy.
Yeah, I can
tell him.
I've seen him.
Yeah. We all good.
TMS, beware. This is our other guest, is Doc Nasty. Doc Nasty, this is TMS, beware.
What's up, my guy? I'm rocking with your music, bro.
Yeah, you too, man. I love your cadence.
Appreciate it, bro.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. Yo, you guys keep connecting, man. That's what we do on Cyborg Shows, Maddie. Connect.
So, yeah, so, or beat somebody's ass. No, I'm just kidding. So, my thing is, what's kind of interesting, too, for TMS Beware and Doc Nasty, they both make beats as well as do music. TMS Beware makes his beats and then does his music to it. And I tried to snatch up one the other day. Guess what? I was told no. Again.
Why? From who?
From TMS Beware.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Instagram.
What?
He was on Instagram Live, and I was listening to him, you know, because he does his sessions sometimes on live. And if I'm on and I catch somebody that, you know, I'm interested in their music, I'll click on it and see what they're up to. And I wrote him, I was like, man, I want that beat. He was like, sorry, Shell, I'll have to give you another one. I've heard that one from Doc Nasty, too, I'm just going to say.
Yo,
but
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to talk about this at another time. Anyways, continue the show.
Yeah. So, obviously, you guys have two different styles of music, right? But both of you all have that soul in that music. And you all are able to keep people's attention. So, TMS Beware, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Me? I'm young. I'm a go-getter with this. I love music. My personality is outgoing. It's outrageous.
What started you in the industry, and what drives you for music?
I wanted to hear it when you kept going. I wanted to hear it. So you said
what started me in this? I really can't say what started me in this. Like, some people are just,
hold on, some people are just born into it.
If that makes sense.
Good Lord.
Some people, you know, are just born with it. You know, it's in the family. It's in your blood. It's just in you.
Right.
You know, when I was born, my mama told me, you know, I was standing in front of the TV watching Michael Jackson, watching Bobby Brown, watching MC Hammer. So she just knew at 2 years old I was going to be an entertainer. My dad was a DJ at 15. So, you know, as soon as I was able to talk, I was already trying to rap music and make music myself. So by the time I turned about 10 years old, I already had my own studio, and it was time to get it. I was watching people like P. Diddy and Dr. Dre and, you know, Timbaland, Pharrell. Those are the people that I looked up to, because that's what I wanted to be, not just a rapper. I wanted to be a musician, an artist, a producer, somebody who can find one person and take him to the next level.
Right.
That's dope.
Yes. So I need to ask both you all this, and Doc Nasty, I'm going to let you go first because we've already played your music, and then we still have another song, but and then TMSC, where you go after him. But let everybody that's listening know your social media information.
I'm pretty easy to find. It's Doc, D-O-C, and Nasty, spelled N-A-S as in Sam, D as in Donald, E-E. That's N-S-D-E-E. I'm easy to find. You just put that in the Google bar and all the stuff will pop up.
All right. TMS?
Yeah, my social media is at TMS Beware, B-W-A-R-E, except for Twitter. Twitter is Official Beware, B-W-A-R-E.
All right. And everybody, if you want to follow Sideways with Shells and Maddie M, it's Sideways with a Z, that top star is our Instagram, and Sideways with SM on Twitter. And, of course, you can always look Maddie up on MaddieManagement.com. And you can find me pretty much. All you have to do for me is Google hashtag Shellha, S-H-E-L-L-H-I-G-H, and all my shit pops up. Because I like to get high.
Okay. Yep.
So, all right. So let's go on to the next song. And let's see where, which one you want to go to next? Because I have your old ones in here, too, and I forget exactly which one you sent.
Dang, that's how y'all be doing it? When y'all be begging me
well,
to send
that's,
the
that's
email?
That's a lot of
y'all
music,
be,
man. That's a compliment,
100%,
huh? I know.
Yo, hit him
up. I can still get on y'all ass.
Different, man.
I gave her four new songs no. like you told me.
Hey,
to.
Hold up.
Okay,
so
which...
Let me see.
So,
y'all know my personality.
Everybody,
you know, I know I be clowning.
So, gee, why don't you tell the people about what's coming up and what has just been released, please?
Okay, so just released Rush Hour, little intro,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the people before the next single drops. We're doing pretty good right now. I got 17,000 in 12 days. So y'all keep clicking that,
nice.
Rising it up. I appreciate all the support from everybody who's rocking with it. The next single y'all just heard, which is Incognito, and we'll be dropping that soon. We're actually going to push the date up. I'm going to talk to Maddie probably tonight or tomorrow about a good date, but we're going to push it up because the movement that we got right now off of Rush Hour is unexpected. So while we got the movement going, I'm going to go ahead and feed the streets with the single.
I've been
mm-hmm.
hearing the hell out of that Rush Hour, by the way, just to let
you
know.
You said what?
I've been hearing the hell out of that Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I
appreciate you too, Shell. I appreciate the
yeah.
love now.
Yeah, yeah. Good, man. Cause Shell's
and
I'm going to
get you a couple
like
beats.
Crazy,
you just asked at the wrong time. That's all that was.
Yeah, that always happens.
I was actually making that for somebody else.
Y'all, I feel some type of way. No, I'm just messing with you. I get it.
I like that.
I'm making it for somebody else that Shell's asked for. I'm like, damn, I would have gave it to her, too.
Yeah.
100.
I love some of them. You know, these are some beats that you just fall in love with. Like, when I played the other song about Nasty, y'all will understand. Because it was, every time I hear that song in my mind, it's like, oh, that could have been me. I couldn't do it the way you do it, so that's for damn sure. All right, so, well, let's do Rush Hour then, all right, TMS Beware?
That's cool.
All right, you wanna bring it in?
You can bring it in.
All right. Everybody, this is TMS Beware Rush Hour right here on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M.
Yeah, yeah.
To the money, I ain't rushing for no beat. Gotta rush it to that deep. Flip the switch, I'm too lit. Got that pack, me switch the lead. You gon' slide or you gon' slip. I'ma take the win. Be back outside again. Rush it.
to the money, I ain't rushing for no beat. Gotta rush it to the deep, flip the switch, I'm too lit. Got that pack, mix with the leak. You gon' slide or you gon' slip, I'ma take the win, we back outside again, paralyzed, paralyzed, so fucked up, can't open my eyes. On that Henny with the wine, silly bitch, don't waste my time. Too high on cloud number 9, came in your beloved mind. Just give me a reason, feel like you read my mind. You know the niggas, hell no, not at all. Kill that puff on my cigar, on the rock with my entourage. Pure gas, not ethanol, by the bottle on all of it. Fucked up, she on all of it. Good drugs, they on all of it. Niggas power up, call some. In a rush to the paper. Body cut up, no taper. Straight on the road, no chasing. Big lead, that's major. My blood just got new flavors. Fuck that hoe, can't save her. Don't watch me, hoe, watch cable. Keep it under the table. I be in a rush, like my numbers with a plus. Like my money adding up. In my bag, run it up. That bitch, she a slut. Dirty hoes, I don't trust. Money keep on stacking up, racking up, so I be rushing to the money, I ain't rushing for no beat. Gotta rush it to that deep, flip the switch, I'm too lit. Got that pack, mix with the lead. You gon' slide or you gon' slip, I'ma take the win, be back outside again, rush it to the money, I ain't rushing for no beat. Gotta rush it to the deep, flip the switch, I'm too lit. Got that pack, mix with the lead. You gon' slide or you gon' slip, I'ma take the win, we back outside again,
All right, all right, that's PMS Beware, Russ Hour. And I call that one rushing through the money. Where did
of
all
course
my people
you
go?
Yeah. I think this is about right. Yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you think about that, Doc Nasty?
I thought it was dope. I really like, and I'm drawn to the reason why he started getting into music in the first place. That's pretty much the same feeling that any real musician is going to have, being surrounded
yeah.
by it and just being drawn by it, by the way he was, and his father DJing at 15 and all that other stuff. That's the kind of stuff that makes an artist an artist.
Right.
I like that.
I appreciate it.
It's, you know, honestly, like, you guys were a perfect fit for the show, both of you all together, you know?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Because it's two different varieties, you know, but it's still the same core reason.
Same goal.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that really makes an artist. Like, that will make you or break you in this industry. If you do not have that soul, you might as well get the hell out the kitchen, right?
Yep.
Because you ain't cooking shit. You ain't cooking
shit.
So,
yep.
You know, Tim, let's beware. Honestly, I listen to all types of music, and every time I listen to your songs, your new ones, or if I catch a beat session or whatever, I'm always drawn in. You always draw me in. And so kudos to you for that.
Thank you, Shell. And you deserve your flowers, too, because what artists don't know is things like that keep artists going. So if you are a new artist out there, like, enjoy the compliments and enjoy the criticism, too, because that's going to keep you going and make you work.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. So, you know, one thing we do here on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M is we always ask the artist if, and TMS Beware, I think I already know yours, so I'm still going to say it anyway. So if you are stranded or you only got one thing for the rest of your life to eat, what would that be? Dynasty. What would that be?
Yo.
So is this where I say pizza? Is this where I say pizza now, or do I wait until later? Or
this is where you say now. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
only have one thing to eat, it'd probably be pizza.
What type of pizza?
I really don't care.
Right,
just
yeah,
as long
the
as
one. Only one.
you know what? As long as it don't have anchovies on it, I just close my eyes and just reach and pick one. And that's pretty much how it goes.
All right.
Yo,
all right.
That's a cop out. No. That's a cop out. You got to pick something. You got to pick something straight up. Yo, pizza's all good. I love the no anchovies, but you got to pick. Three topping motherfuckers.
If I had to pick one, it would be the Philly cheesesteak pizza from Domino's.
All right, I got you now. All right, yeah, we got you. Mm. Yo,
now I want one of those.
Where with that one?
Now I want one of those.
Yeah, I want one too, man.
Oh my God, best thing ever had in my mom. No homo.
I've had it, and they're so good. And now I want one. Of course, it could be the weed talking. I don't know which one. But, okay, TMS Beware, what would yours be?
Mac and cheese.
I already know.
It could be the goddamn blue box for all I care. The Easy Mac. Any of it. As long as it's macaroni.
Macaroni and cheese. All right. So, let's get in. Guys, we're going to do a real quick, this is called Wednesday's Rewind, all right? So we've had quite a few artists that have came on our show, and what in the world? I don't know what's going on here. Okay, there it goes. So a few weeks ago, we had Shogata on, and he's from California, Compton. And so we're going to do the Wednesday Rewind. And this is Shogata, Let Me Talk. Let's get it.
Cause I'm drunk off the alcohol in the streets, ready to act a dog.
It ain't
shit, no lame shit.
None at all.
That boy pussy don't blame me.
They ain't in here, look.
Couple dollars, what I get him hit for? My life like a dice game, just tell me what they hitting for. I'm from the jungle, four tough, yeah, I'm built strong. Energizing show, yeah, I'm still going. In a line of fire, if I pull it, baby, I will blow it. Real niggas do real things at real moments. Look, y'all pines, I'm a king, boy, I've been chosen. Play your part, fuck around, or get knocked over. Good nigga, cold heart, I really lost souls. Cause I was balling with players that really crossed over. Asking what it's going for, yeah, that's a fool. I can get it lower, bro, I've been grinding for a few summers. I can make it somersault. Last summer I fucked 100 off. Yeah, I'm at the plug, but Gunner not running off. Send him 100 shots now, looking like Lil Dog. So Gunner, one, you don't want to run across. I be drunk off the alcohol in the streets ready to act a dog. He ain't really about that life, he's just acting ball. Pussy ass fake. He ain't really about that life, he's just acting ball.
Big 40 on me, make the earth shake. Fish shaking like a dog, made the earth quake. Told her do it for a nigga in my birthday. You pussy niggas shouldn't be trapping in the first place. I be going dumb, Bobby Boucher, nigga. Falling on you niggas like it's 2K, nigga. Diamonds get to jumping like it's 2K, nigga. Blowing nose out the zip costs a few K, nigga.
Bought a pound in the flight. And got up out of here. Why? Cause I am broke, it's my only fear. I'ma get rich right now, or do a lot of years. Hit this back, we'll sit back, think about all my peers. I'm doing good right now, I'm holding back these tears. On my squad, I'm the last man here. Got some in the plot, others rotting on the tier. Took a fail with this rap shit to get us out of here. This is kinda blurry, now it's clear. Since I bossed up, my people see me in they tear. I be feeling like the band when I walk around here. Couple bands in my pocket, 7 grams in the air. Might say fuck you, show gun, I don't care. I be drinking 48 till foes in the air. I be drinking 48 till. I be drinking 48 till. I be drinking 48 till foes in the air.
Big 40 on me, make the earth shake. Fish shaking like a dog, made the earth quake. Told her do it for a nigga in my birthday. You pussy niggas shouldn't be trapping in the first place. I be going dumb, Bobby Boucher, nigga. Falling on you niggas like it's 2K, nigga. Diamonds get to jumping like it's 2K, nigga. Blowing nose out the zip costs a few K, nigga.
Hold the fuck on. Hey, bro, I'm home again. This nigga with the thief, man. Mr. 48 Chill, you know the deal. Charlie, what up? My shooter, nigga. True, I see you, my rooster. Hey, stay date. I say gang in here. Gang shit, no lame shit. Gang in here. It's so good of the bandit, nigga. Coast to coast, I bomb shit, nigga. DJ Tom, what up, nigga? Say gang in here. Fuck a nigga mean.
motherfucker nigga talking about, nigga? Now I'm talking about, I say young bird.
All right. That was so gutta. Let me talk. And if you all missed that show, you can always catch up with Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. On any platform, we stream live, and then it goes right to every platform. And you can just look it up. And that was the show with Show Gutta. And it was a very interesting show. You can look him up at SHOWGUDDA on all platforms. All right. So what did you all think about that, Doc Nasty, TMS Beware?
I thought it was dope, but it caught me off guard, you saying they from California, because that sounded like some Southern stuff for real. They had some serious Southern influences. It's dope, though,
right.
But I wouldn't have guessed they were from California.
Yeah, he's actually from Compton, and he was in the King Kunta video with Kendrick Lamar and the Humble video. He actually went for, he said when we did the interview, it's awesome that you said that, actually, because when we did the interview with him, he actually said that, you know, he was taken more to the Southern than he was anywhere else. So it's dope that you picked that up.
Definitely here.
Yeah. It's dope that you picked that up. So, yeah. What'd you think?
I'm jumping like it's 2K, nigga. That shit's live. I'm up for that shit.
Yeah. For sure. And he's such a good dude, too, for real. So look him up, and that's the Wednesday Rewind. All right, guys. So, Doc Nasty, guess what? It's your time again, man. So we're gonna play Where I'm From. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
It's more in the same vein as the last joint, giving praise and flowers to the soil that I'm from. And, well, it's in the name. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, let's get into it, Where I'm From.
All right, let's get it. Doc Nasty, Where I'm From.
I'm from a place where at night at 11 o'clock, you hear children. You hear babies cry. You hear people getting beat up. You see mothers and fathers fighting on Friday. You see drunk people, you know, every day walking around. You see homeless. You know, that's where I'm from.
I'm from the city that never sleeps, the hood that plays for keeps, where wolves devour the sheep. I bear witness to police corruption, I've seen obstruction, some gang abductions. My city put the West on the map, we said fuck the police and really meant that. And if you listened, you would understand, 'cause 3 years before that, we called our battering rams. And now the whole country's doing the same thing, 'cause 5 dudes from my hood taught the world to gangbang. We put our city in this culture. Get blamed for killing it, but picked apart by the vultures. Melodic flow you heard from Drake and them, only started 'cause it's fading in. My city's known for the court landmark, but back in the 80s, it was eve after dark. This ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home of the truest.
Where I'm from.
This ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home of the truest.
Where I'm from.
I'm
from the city that changed the game, known nationwide by more than one name. Say what you want, but facts is facts. We got the number one producer and the king of scratch. Yeah, it matters. K-Day mix masters. Wasn't many alive whose hands move faster. Check it. I played demos in this car. Joe Cooley really won that new music seminar. They wasn't ready for that. Flavor Flav even told them when they got to the back. But enough about that. We still hold it down, and as a matter of fact, so many legends, my hood stayed flossy. Had dreams of someday joining the Compton posse. The greatest city alive, I still rep the hub, and I wear it with pride.
This ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home. home of the truest.
Where I'm from, where I'm from.
This
ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home of the truest.
Where I'm from, where I'm from.
From.
I'm from the city of responsibility. When you out of line, there's accountability. So you should really know your crowd. Not every dumb thought needs to be out loud. Green lights and get touched on sight. Could have to wear the quickness to tigers with no stripes. A Zulu king like Mufasa won't stand for suckers that's dissing on a rasa. I carry weight, so you best respect me. Talk about Mexicans, better do it correctly. Better yet, stick to shit that you know. Like chapter 13, jailbait and repos. This ain't the lane you wanna be in. A racist video, like a European. I say it with my chest with no hesitation. This is for Compton and the brown population.
This
ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home of the truest.
Where I'm from, where I'm from.
This ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home of the truest.
Where I'm from, where I'm from.
This ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home of the truest.
Where I'm from, where I'm from.
This ain't the city if you come as a tourist.
Where I'm from,
you can find me on Palmer and Burris.
Where I'm from,
Hub City is the home of the truest.
Where I'm from, where I'm from.
All right. Oh, I was talking to myself. I'll be damned. So, sorry about that. What did you all think of that track, Maddie Beware?
Thanks, hello? Bro. Like, you're super classical. Like, I rock with it. You give me, like, big Crit vibes. I like it.
Thanks, bro.
Maddie, are you there? Are you muted still?
Mm-hmm. What? What's going on?
Maddie.
Did I put you to sleep?
Maddie M.
Yo, I'm here.
Okay, what'd you think of that song, man?
Yeah, I mean, right. She's killing it, for real.
Maddie is definitely feeling his alcohol right now. So.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea. Like, this is Red Dead Redemption 2 kind of alcohol, though. This is all good. Anyways, go ahead. I'm still here.
All right. So, fuck it up. Let's have fuck it up. I'm going to bring him on real quick. Hey, fuck it up. Are you there?
Yeah.
So, what's up? So far?
Yes. Show was fire, and the beat makers and the artists together combined, that's like a craft, right? You guys got a craft. You guys got an art, right? So stay with that, right? Stay with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just being creative, you feel me? And yes, that's right. When you're born with something, that's the gift that God created, gave to you. You know what I'm saying? So walk with it, stay with it. Salute. You know what I'm saying? Keep fighting fires. I'm new fan. Most definitely.
Appreciate
it.
Yes.
Yes. For sure.
Yes.
And suck it up. He messaged me, Doc Nasty, and was like, Zulu, that is like epic. So. Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly. But anything with the Zoom Nation, especially for the from the East Coast chapter. I heard of the West Coast chapter
Anything, you know, Rocksteady Crew or anything Zoom Nation, that's big time. So much respect on that too as well. I'm an old school dancer. So, you know, I've been in the old school, well, B-Boy Summit actually, where Rocksteady Crew came out, with Africa Bambaataa, Crazy Legs. It was a pretty sick circle, you know what I'm saying? I got some good footage. But anyways, in any case, salute to you, my friend. You know what I'm saying? Respect. I
appreciate
you, know
that.
What I'm saying? Yeah, respect to you guys. That's both definitely.
All right. I'm going to put you back in listening. Suck it up.
All right, love you.
Okay, so callers, listen, we have a lot of callers that want to come on the air. I'm going to start bringing some in. If you want to talk, make sure you press the number one. Press the number one. Okay? So let's bring on 813. You're on air.
Yeah. What's going on, girl? How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. A lot of people back on the East Coast call me Ice Pipe. Listen, I'm very happy you have these gentlemen on the program tonight. They're extremely, extremely talented human beings.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now,
yes,
ma'am,
sir.
I got to ask you a question. Your name again, honey? Sorry. What's your name?
Shelly Show.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you ever been with a black man? You ever had a black cock?
Wow.
I mean, you up here,
okay.
You got these brothers on the show. I mean, have you had a taste of it? And if you haven't, do you want one? Listen, I've had one, but that's not what I called to talk about. What I need to know is they call them sideways, and that's pretty much because each one of these guys takes turns after they shave each other's back, fucking each other sideways in the ass. Bunch of gay dudes up there, man. These guys are openly homosexual, and I think that's brave. But you know what I mean, honey? We gotta work you into the move. You interested in some of this or what?
Definitely not from you, but thank you.
Listen, I'll turn you out. I'll put stretch marks around your lips. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. But hey,
hello?
Thanks for listening to Sideways.
Can I get your number? Can I get your number, bitch? Bitch, give me your number.
It is 1-800 piss my ass. Have a good day.
What?
All right.
I think y'all need to put a little more money out for some screening processes.
Yeah,
just
well,
thought.
I just brought him
just
on because I usually don't do that. But, you know, it doesn't matter because those type of people, even if you bring them into the green room and you screen them, they'll act totally different until you get them on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's definitely for clout, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to the music, right? TMS Beware, man. It's on you. Hey, Duck Nasty, while I'm playing TMS's next song, you think you can shoot me one more song, man?
I'll go through and see what I can find.
All right. Beware, it's your turn, man.
Braggadocious.
Yes. I wanted to ask you, where did you come up with that name?
When you listen to it, you'll go, it's all in the song.
Okay. All right. So this is TMS Beware Braggadocious. Let's get it.
Genie, I'm a guru, connected no Bluetooth, watch it like Hulu. Got my chips, no voodoo, on the shit boo-boo, shake it up, you-hoo. You know what I'm finna do, scratch off the menu, to be continued. You hard, got big moves, mobile with a big boo, simply got big juice. Genie, I'm a guru, connected no Bluetooth, watch it like Hulu. Got my chips, no voodoo, on the shit boo-boo, shake it up, you-hoo. You know what I'm finna do, scratch off the menu, to be continued. You hard, got big moves, mobile with a big boo, simply got big juice. Good gas, smoking on your shit, bustin' down rule, she so outside you. I'm a bear, you come and eat this hoagie, fuck him out, kill it, get for me. Take him to church, no orgy, got him trailblazing, no porty. Booted up, they still loaded, came up short, Gary Coleman. He made key for the inches, work it out, L.A. Fitness. Feed it this nutrition, expeditious, we on a mission.
Straight Kanye, no vodka. Raid that pussy, Las Vegas, Nevada. Bad bitch, her name India. We smoking on this indica. If you know, then you know. May that bitch strike a pose. Don't talk, use your throat. Pin that hole like a post. Ran through it like a hallway. In a head, no balls, brace. They done let me out the damn cage. Ape shit, I'm going rampage. Genie, I'm a guru, connected no Bluetooth. Watch it like Hulu. Got my chips, no voodoo. On the shit, boo-boo, shake it up, boo-boo. You know what I'm finna do, scratch off the menu to be continued. You hard got big moves, mumble with a big boo, simply got big juice. Genie, I'm a guru, connected no Bluetooth, watch it like Hulu. Got my chips, no voodoo, on the shit boo-boo, shake it up, yoo-hoo. You know what I'm finna do, scratch off the menu to be continued. You hard got big moves, mumble with a big boo, simply got big juice.
All right, all right. What you guys think? What's your rating on that one, man?
I fucks with it. Mm-hmm. I might have to put you in my playlist, brother.
You say what now?
I might have to put you in my playlist.
Oh, yes, sir. You already going to be in mine.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. I love when people say that because, first of all, Doc Nasty, I know you, and to be on a playlist with you is pretty big, like it is for my playlist, I think, anyway. Yeah.
Thank you. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah, that's an honor, Beware.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
All right, so I'm going to play another one of your songs, and then we're going to come back, and then Doc Nasty sent me another one we're going to play. So, Maddie, are you still here, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maddie out of there. Maddie cold.
Yeah, Maddie. Yeah. Maddie 3 feet to the wind, yeah. for sure. All right.
Yeah,
so, what song you want to play next, Beware?
Oh, I got another one.
Yeah.
Okay, play that
money. All right. I'm seeing which one it is. I think it's going up.
No, play that money.
Say what? Oh, okay, that money. All right, all right. All right, guys, let's get it. This is TMS Beware, that money.
Damn, Astro, that's you. What you gonna do? What you gon' 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 do? Another round. Girl, it's bound. What you gon' do? Large amount. Good credit, ain't got no limit. You must be driven. If I'm with it, then she with it. On the coast, how that booty fitting. Sea Valley, that hoe be triggin'. Big tippin'. What you gon' do? Another round. What you gon' do? Girl, it's bound. What you gon' do? Large amount. What you gon' do? Don't run out. What you gon' do? To the scout. What you gon' do? What you bout? What you gon' do? She so wild. What you gon' do? Turn her out. What you gon' do? Get that money. What you gon' do? Spin that money. What you gon' do? Throw that money. What you gon' do? Girl, come make your money. Showing how I'm done, so
Just make a movie like Terra Action, Steven Spielberg. She ain't talking, you too short to Instagram. Really.
What you on?
Another round.
What you on?
Girl, it's bound.
What you on?
Large amount.
What you on?
Don't run out.
What you on?
Did a scout.
What you on?
What you about?
What you on?
She so out.
What you on?
Right, all right. TMSB, where that money?
Yo, that call and response that you did in the joint, yo, that's going to be so fun doing live.
Say that again. Yeah.
The call and response parts that you had in that song, that's going to be so much fun doing live.
Appreciate that, bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's, Now, when did you do that song, Beware?
Everything that I sent you was recent.
Okay, yeah, because that's one I have not heard.
Yeah, I'm working on some shit.
So that one's going to be going on the playlist now. So thank you for that.
Ma'am. Appreciate you.
I love getting new music, man, to put. And you know, guys, everybody listening, honestly, like, I do listen to some mainstream artists, but I absolutely, my heart is in indie artists, underground, because I believe that there is so much talent out there that is not even, you know, that's not shown to anybody because it's shown to some people, but it's not like the mainstream. You all understand what I'm saying? So I'm so busy listening to the music that artists like you all put out that I really don't listen to a lot of mainstream. I hear it and it's like, and I don't know if I'm the only one that feels this way, but I'm going to ask you guys how you feel about this statement. And that is, I do feel like mainstream artists are so commercialized anymore. Does that make sense when I say that? Like, your sound is commercialized.
Yes.
Oh, most definitely. There's a reason why hip-hop hasn't been in the top, in Billboard's top list this year. It's because it's branched off and became something totally different. It's more about that 30-second hit that you can get from TikTok, and it's just isn't any substance anymore. So, you know, that's cool for like views and stuff like that, but as far as the craft, it's not really doing it, and that's why the music is suffering on the charts right now as well.
Right, I agree 100%. And honestly, like, so when I was promoting the show, right, I was going through the music that Facebook has, Instagram has, Snapchat has, things like that, right? And I noticed that when I did that, like, you all have a lot of music out there that people can put to their pictures or their videos or whatever. And I have a question, and that is, when you do that, send you all like a report of who all used it or how many people used it or anything like that?
That's
analytics from like if somebody uses your song like on TikTok?
Yeah, like analytics, yeah.
Sometimes you never know.
Yeah, unless
it all depends, like,
yeah.
Okay, now. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So, TMS Beware, you go ahead and say it one more time, and then Duck Nasty, I want you to say what you were saying.
Okay, so, like, the analytics, it comes from them using the audio, but it has to be directly from the website.
Okay.
So if you're using TikTok, if you use a video, like, you have to use the sounds from the original.
Okay.
In order for that person to get credit. But TikTok no longer pays artists anymore. So the only way that an artist can get credit and paid is through Instagram, YouTube, and everything else. TikTok no longer pays artists.
How do they not pay you all? I mean, you have to get paid through BMI or ASCAP, right?
They no longer are paying for those services. So TikTok is just used for you to just get clout now.
Okay.
Nobody's getting paid from TikTok anymore.
That's
right.
A little bit nuts.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I get it, but Doc Nasty, what were you saying?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. I mean, you can check the analytics to see the numbers in some cases if you're really, really trying to look for them, but most artists aren't trying to really look for them because it really doesn't matter anyway.
Got you.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's one of those things.
So, okay, do you all, now, I'm not sure about this. I might seem crazy when I say this, but do you all still get paid for your reels?
Instagram,
I never got paid for mine. If I did, I don't know nothing about it.
Oh, really? How about
you,
Doc Nasty?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. How about you, Beware?
Yeah, I've got a little change, but like
okay. The
way the reels work, you have to hit a certain bracket. So you have to have a certain amount of followers, and you have to have a certain amount of views. So just like with just being a regular person on Instagram, if you got a certain amount of followers, Instagram pays you by the post.
Right, yeah.
If you drop a reel and they're paying you by the post, you're going to get paid by the views on your reel, and it's going to be bigger. It's going to be larger.
Okay. Because I know Facebook, when they first started their reels, they were paying so much money per reel, depending on how many times it was shared, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know if it was still like that. But my thing is, in this music world, how is it, you know, because with the BMI and the ASCAP, you get paid whenever your song is used, right? So how is
right.
it that TikTok is not, I mean, do you get paid through the BMI ASCAP still? And how will you know if it's being used?
No, with stuff
TikTok,
like that,
it
mostly goes through the distributor. So, for instance, I go with DistroKid, and DistroKid handles all the digital stuff, all the digital platforms that you can actually get paid from, except
okay.
for the, like, social media ones, which, you know, that is in my lane. That's more Beware's lane, but, you know.
Right.
I make most of my
okay.
money off of Spotify and Apple Music and all that other stuff.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So to answer your question, Shells, like yeah. So like TikTok wouldn't be able to pay you directly, but you would still get your money on the back end through Sound Exchange and through BMI.
Okay. All right. And I might, you know, when I kind of quit managing. I don't know if you know this, Doc Nasty, or not, but I fired everybody. So I quit managing and I went straight into just doing, like, the podcast and being program director for Brick Squad and, you know, kind of focused on – and the main reason why, just so everybody knows out there, is because being a manager is a headache. You know, I was getting so tired of chasing people to do what they needed to do in order for all of us to make that bag, you know? And
glorified babysitter.
Exactly, a glorified babysitter. Exactly. And I felt like my skills and my time were worth way more than what I was getting out of it. you know? Because I can, just so everybody knows out there listening, I can market whatever it is, and I promise you, you're going to go up a few hundred every day if I market what I market, you know? Maybe thousands. It depends on, you know, the artist, the rank, and all that stuff. But when you're doing that as a manager and you don't have people cooperating with you, I had 16 artists. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm chasing 16 people trying to get them to do one thing. And that's crazy. And I got really tired of it. And it was making me not like the industry. And I didn't want that because I love music too much. It's a part of my soul. It's like, just like you all said, you know, you were kind of born with it. It was in you, right? That's the way I feel with music with me. You know, my birthday is September 26th. I'm a Libra, and I was actually born on a famous pianist birthday, George Gershwin, if anybody knows who that is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just kind of like when somebody is taking your happiness from you or something is taking your happiness from you, you guys out there listening, get rid of it, because ain't nobody or nothing that should take your happiness away. Period.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Period. So, and if you feel that you are valuable and people are not valuing you, then get rid of it, you know. And it was the best thing I've done. It was liberating, honestly. And I still, it's not that I don't work with artists, though, because I do through the show. But I'd much rather bring them on the show, and I still have a hard time getting people to send in music by a certain day or send in a picture by a certain day or, you know what I mean, or show up at a certain time. It's still hard sometimes to do that, but I don't have to deal with it on a daily basis with one particular person, you know?
Right.
So I love what I do now. I absolutely love it. And so anyway, there's my little spill, guys. So let's go on to Dot Nasty. You just sent me another song, and you want to tell us about this one, or you want to play it and then tell us about it?
It's pretty self-explanatory. It's called Thirsty, and it's a response to, well, you'll see when you hear the song.
All right, guys, this is Dot Nasty, Thirsty, right here on Sideways with Sheldon Maddie Ann. I just messed up something. Hold on. We're getting there. Sorry about that. Okay, so 1 second. Let me get to it. See, I had a little error. Okay, guys. Dot Nasty, Thirsty. Let's get it.
Just saying, things may get a little bit real right about now.
How many likes for that? Half naked pics depending on where they at.
Look at here.
You kid standing in the back asking mommy why you posing like that. But see, mommy got a plan. She wants to be a star on Instagram.
Yeah, that's it.
Can't pay the bills, so at the very least, she wants to find a man.
Good idea.
Entertainer or an athlete, try to get them both, then run them like a track meet. High hopes because the money spent. Met a simple niggas because she tired of the compliments.
Whoa.
But she keeps on posting, love the attention from self-promotion. She can say it ain't true, but she known to bum a dollar or two.
Bitch.
Let her tell her she a boss. That information is false. She got daddy issues, treated like a gentleman, she bound to this shoe.
True.
Quick to put you on blast, that trifling ass. Getting paid for twerking, but tell me how long do you think it will last?
I'm saying though, if you're a professional model, meaning you got a professional photographer that takes your pictures, and you be on location, and you're getting paid for it, then this ain't about you. However, if you in the bathroom putting a cheek on the sink, or just holding your camera phone in front of the mirror taking pictures, we
can do without the attitude when we comment on it. You want the attention, you got it.
Now she's saying I'm a hater. Plan didn't work and I ain't trying to save her. She wanna hear she hot. iPhone model showing all she got.
Yeah, you look good.
Did I forget to mention? Probably get thirsty when she starved for attention. Each flick screws help me buy a new outfit just for the selfie.
That?
When the attention stops, her Facebook post goes over the top. Talking about, I'm horny and shit. I wish I had someone to give me the dick.
Thirst is real.
Are you serious? You really don't know how I really get get disrespected. She don't like the tone or word selected.
That's what happens.
Then you look at her crazy. It's too late now to act like a lady.
Can't do it.
Close your mouth, fall back, cause you act like a hoe. That's what you attract.
That's what happens.
You need some help looking for love when you don't love yourself. Lord have mercy. Calm down, you're acting too thirsty.
Peep game. If you ever posted a status on Facebook saying my ass and my titties getting too big, you might be a little thirsty. If you ever said, I hate sleeping alone, knowing damn well you're going to get a whole bunch of messages in your inbox talking about, I could be right over, you might be a little thirsty. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Understand, we both got a job here. You sought out the attention, and we give it. So don't call us thirsty when you're hungry for attention. It's not a good look. We both got a job here. Do your part, and we'll do ours. Welcome to popularity, baby.
All right. I love that song. I remember that song now. Yeah, thirsty. What do you think of that, Beware? Beware. You muted, man? I don't know why.
I guess you had me muted.
I don't know what happened. That was weird. Okay, what did you think of that one?
Yeah, I like it. 3 for 3.
Now, Doc Nasty, you need to make a video to that. You need to make a video to that. And
yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, all you got to do is put a little post up that you're doing a video shoot, and all them thirsty little models will be coming to you. Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. And I would love to see that video. I'm sure I'm not the only person that told you that.
Nah.
Right. Yeah, you need to do a video to that one. Don't you agree, Beware?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Single
for
material.
Sure. I love that song. I forgot totally about that song. And it's funny because everything you say in is true. And honestly, you never fail when you do that change. That's your beat, right? Yeah, I can tell. Because that change up I was talking about that you do in your beats and the way that you do your music, it's like you're getting to the climax of the movie, you know, and then you switch it around. It's like all this, and I love that. That's one thing that I love that you do in your music.
I think it comes from my DJ roots.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense. So, yeah, Beware, you missed the beginning of the show, right? So, Dog Nasty, would you mind if I asked you to do that one more time, one little thing, that little beatbox?
I swear, you and Cool Boy got that in common so much.
Oh, come on, right, man.
I'm just saying, call a spade a spade.
All right.
Damn, my mic is dry. Okay.
Dope, 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 dope. I love it, man. What'd you think of that, Beware?
About the beatbox, the theme music to Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, right?
I'm intrigued.
Man, the first time I ever heard Dog Nasty beatbox, man, it's like, you know, it's just one of those things that, it's like Cool Boy with his pop locking, Dog Nasty, you know what I'm saying? It just pulls you in. It's a trade that people, not everybody can do. And the ones that do it, a lot of them can't do it well, right? And you have got that gift, man, that I just love it. That's one of those unique things that I will always love. And if I'm ever around you again, I'll be like, hey, will you beatbox for me? You know?
I feel you.
Yeah. I do love it. So, like, I've not heard any of your songs have it in it, though.
Nah.
Is there
no,
a
I haven't
reason?
Put it in. I just haven't put it in any yet. I don't know. I'm not, you know, I'm trying to sound, my sound is vintage, but I wouldn't call it like 80s vintage. So that's why I haven't really put none in because that, you know, that era
right.
pretty much has Dougie Fresh and, you know, Buffy from the Fat Boys and so many other beatboxers. So I don't know. I just haven't felt the need to put that in anything yet. I might later on, but
you need to do a song beatbox back. You know what I'm saying? And like, and do it because it is intriguing when people do beatboxing and you don't hear it no more. You know, I understand
no.
all the people that you named you heard right in the past, but we need it now, right? We need, just like the music that you're bringing back, just or you've never, you know, that's never gone away from you, but you've stayed true to the roots, right? So just like your
yeah.
music that you have, it would be so dope to bring that back. Just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
From a beatbox fan, all right?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. So, guys, listen, I have really thoroughly enjoyed this show. A couple of things I'm going to do real quick. Let me ask you guys, so everybody out in listener land knows, Doc Nasty, what is your astrological sign?
Capricorn.
All right, all right. And Beware?
Leo.
All right. So your birthday's like soon then.
Yes, it is.
When's your birthday, man?
28th of July.
Okay. All right.
Well, happy
you're going to have a.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. You're going to have a little birthday bash?
Oh, no, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. I don't be caring no more. I live every day like it's my birthday. That's how you're supposed to
right.
live.
I know that's
yeah.
right.
It's just
yeah,
another day.
I get that. Well, you know what though? I'm gonna tell you something. So for my kids on their birthday, I always wake them up ever since they were little. Okay. They get a breakfast birthday cake, which is like a little small birthday cake that I wake them up with. And, you know, when they were younger, they loved it. As they got older, they're like, damn, Mom, why's it got to be so early, you know. But I wake them up with their own personal birthday cake, and I tell them how glad I am that they were born. And because they're here, they can make a difference in the world and do anything they want to do.
Yes,
because,
sweet.
You know, it's, I want my kids to know that they're loved because there's not enough love out there for people. You know, there's a lot of kids that don't get that, right? There's a lot of adults
yeah,
that, you know, don't get love, right? So
true.
I wanted them to know, like, because they were born, they can make a difference, right? Because
yep.
we need to all really share love more. There's so much hate and just mean girls type people in this world, right? That we need more love. We need more love, guys, you know? And with that said, I do appreciate the love that you all showed sideways with Shells and Maddie M, even though I lost my co-host. So Wednesdays, guys,
he'll
you know.
Back.
Yeah, he'll be back. But Wednesdays is when Maddie drinks and I smoke weed, right? So it's our time to chill, relax, and sit back. And just like my theme song says, you know, sit back, relax, we're coming in, right? So what do you think of my podcast tune, Doc Nasty?
Oh, I dig it.
Did you like
it? I had to listen close. I was like, wait a minute, is that? I think that's, yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that was Shelly Shells. I did that. I took my kids to the studio with me so they could kind of, because usually when I go to the studio, you know, it's not for me, it's with artists. And that's not really where I want my kids to go be hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of drinking and smoking and bitches and all kinds of shit, right? So I actually got to take my kids with me to that studio session, and I did it in one take, you know, because I'm not, yeah, I wasn't out there trying to be like, you know, on the number one song list. It was for, just for the podcast. So I enjoyed doing that. I'm getting ready to redo it because I've got to add some people in there that I didn't put in, take some people out, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Spring cleaning.
But yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, all right, I'm going to do one more song, guys. And this is actually another guest that we had on the show of Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. And they're from, hey, so tell people where you're located, Doc Nasty.
I'm in Southern California, in the IE right now. Inland Empire.
Okay. All right, all right. And where are you at? You where?
Panama City, Florida.
Yeah. So how's the weather where you guys are? Is it like hot as hell or what?
Hell yeah.
It's getting there.
It's Florida. It's scorching.
All right, guys. So this is We Riding featuring Hog and Spook. Let's get it.
Yeah. Then I open Pandora's box. Hog and Spook. Xenova Kane.
Got me fucked up cause I'm doing me. Crippin' nigga fly, got 4AGC. Ask out nigga, that's where it went down. If you wasn't on the side, you niggas wasn't allowed. Pocket check nigga, bangin' on niggas. Had niggas running down, ask how we fly crippin'. Ask them clown niggas how they lead taste. Then slow by the meat, start crippin' it, man.
Blue rag, left pocket, hoppin' down the eight. About to get my ass whooped cause I'm going home late. Little low with my foot on the enemy stroke. Come about to start a jacket, oh I'm about to trip. Bullet fragments in my body, set off metal detector. Make a dollar in my set, I'm acting like a tackle after hitting up on the walls to let the enemy know that we some playboy hustle, crippin' ass niggas trying to go.
Nigga, we
ride,
flying, dipping, crippin', all blue cups, headed on mission. We floating, holding, 40 rounds of mo, sippin', we slide after six tips.
Nigga, we ride, flying, dipping, crippin', all blue cups, headed on mission.
We floating, holding, 40 rounds of mo, sippin', we slide after six tips. Big kids better known as the Nova. Riding through the hood in the powder blue Rover. Game over when you fucking with these hoods. Start attacking some attitude and hopping out of old shoes. I've been from the set, little nigga, who's you? Talking that funny shit that gets you battered and bruised. I'm bad news, blues, who's hood, nigga? Original LC, this is what I do, nigga. Big troops on the passenger side. We're hard driving, no pertains in the backseat. Loading up the heat, it's going down. I got the call to hit my dog. Picking up out the garbage, we flying through. This it's a suicide mission. And if the pigs get behind us, my nigga, just keep pressing. It's either us or them, so fuck the consequences. Up on the east side neighborhood, the nigga, we ride, climb, dipping, tripping. All blue trucks, cuz headed on the mission. We loaded, over, 40 rounds of mother, catch them sipping.
That was Gino the Kane, Hog and Spook. We riding. What's the consensus on that, guys? What do you think?
I dug that one. I could write
cool.
that.
It's cool.
All right, do what now?
I said it's cool.
Yeah. All right, all right. Well, guys, everybody, thank you for joining us on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. on hump day. You guys, TMS Beware, Doc Nasty, we really appreciate you. I got to ask you one more question because I just, actually somebody just texted me and I've got to ask you because the listeners want to know, okay? Doc Nasty, they said, hey, Shells, is Doc Nasty really nasty? Where did he get his name?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta elaborate, man.
I mean, all right, full story. Some years ago, I was with this this woman who gave me the nickname. I guess there's no easy way of putting this. She gave me the nickname of Doc Lick'em-Low. Because
okay.
I'm pretty talented with my mouth. It was a little bit aggressive for a stage name. So
right.
I just kept the Doc and, you know, put the nasty in
there
to kind of give it that implication, but at the same time using the last part of nasty as my original nickname when I was growing up was that my uncles and everybody used to call me D or DD. So combined the two with the last part of the name. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
All right.
Thanks for the question.
Okay.
Thanks for the question. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, Beware, where did you get your name, man?
Well, my name is Brandon. My last name is Ware, so put it together, you can be Ware. And TMS is just too much sauce.
Okay.
Keep
all
it
right.
simple, I ain't mad at
it. Yeah.
For facts.
It
and
was
you
like
know,
a childhood name. It was on the back of my football jersey. First initial, last name.
Wow, that's like
and
a dope
it.
Football jersey, Beware, right?
Yeah, they had a whole cheer for me. It was cool.
What? Hey, Doc Nasty, I bet you had a cheer too, but a different kind, right?
Yeah, mine was a little different.
Yeah. But that's dope, man. That's dope. I appreciate our listeners sending us questions. Guys, this has been fun. Again, been real. Make sure you guys come back when you have your premieres. We love to premiere your music on our show. You're always welcome here. And you all can go back and listen to the show if you'd like and share it. It's on all platforms once we're done. So
cool.
Thank you, guys. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we go?
Yeah, thanks for having us on. It was an experience. I usually don't like doing interviews, but this was pretty fun, so I'm with it. Beware, I want to let you know I'm following you right now on Instagram, so, you know.
Yeah, I definitely just followed you back.
All right, cool. So, but other than that, thank you for opening me up to all your listeners and possible fans to go ahead and put both of us. I'm going to go ahead and say both of us in your playlist. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you. And as soon as I finish a new joint and I'm ready to debut it, I'm going to come straight to you.
Oh, that's what I love to hear, Doc Nasty. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Beware, you have anything you want to say?
Not really. Once again, appreciate the love. Thank you for having me on.
All right. And I want to shout out my girl Mandy. She's listening tonight. And GMG, Breadheads, the whole gang, everybody that, you know, supports us, we support you back. And remember, everybody, keep grinding and shining. Until next week, this is Shells with Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. And make sure you catch us tomorrow night on Power Talk by OG Mac Drama. He's off for the summer, so Maddie and I are also doing Power Talk on Thursdays. And tomorrow we're having Kush Crinkle, which is Brick Squad. He's doing a debut. And Mulatto Jr. and BC Twitch are going to be on tomorrow night at 9 p.m., same channel, same place. Everybody, spread the love. We appreciate you guys.
It's Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shells and Maddie M, this is their podcast tune. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shells. Cause we're drinking, girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy. But I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I want me to the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways, the shows on Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. It's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. It's a progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee, Brick Gang. Just amazing gigs with 6 minutes. Malik Show got a criminal. NDB. RIP Strap, Matt Strap, Young K, LOE Cartel. RIP Gata. Code Red, the villain, Tiwi. 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh, yeah, I listen to these people, just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, swerve.